Mark Cullen, it's been a decent night, hasn't it?
Ah, it was a good one. Obviously, we managed to get a good result and I've nipped 3 goals as well, so can't complain too much, but we've got to focus now and get ready for Thursday night.
Yeah, it's just half a job, doesn't it?
Oh, of course, yeah. We've got to go down there and we're under no illusions. You know, it's going to be another tough game and we have to be right at it again.
Not many people can have a match ball having got a hat-trick against your former club. You must be absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, of course. It's always nice to get a goal against anyone, but to get 3... obviously, I got a good reception when I went down to Luton earlier in the season, so I scored a hat-trick when I was there as well, so they know what I was capable of, so it's always nice.
Talk us through the opener.
Me and Vass tried to have a little link-up, and it's ricocheted off their defender, and I've just thought I laid it hard and low towards the goal, and I think the keeper fumbled it a bit, but it crept in, so it got me up and running.
And then they wrap back with quick-fire goals. You turn around 2-1 down, but what a start to the second half, and your second one was a beauty.
Yeah, we said at half-time, you know, we keep going, we're still well in the game and we'll make more chances, you know. And I managed to curl one into the top corner early doors, so it's always nice.
And then there are 3 points to this spot, and we all know about Blackpool's problems from 12 yards this year, but there was no taking it off you, was there?
Nah. I would have been on it either way, I would have thought, but to get my hat-trick from the penalty spots, it's really nice. And obviously I missed my last one against Doncaster, so... took a bit of courage, to be honest, but I was pleased it went in.
Good side, Luton. You know they'd go right to the end of this first leg, and they did.
Of course, yeah. They finished fourth in the league for a reason, you know, and they're a good, strong side, and they've had a good season, you know, so they're always going to keep going, and come Thursday night, they'll go strong again.
There were some big blocks from Mr. Aldred and company at the back, wasn't there?
Yeah, all the lads at the back put their bodies on the line numerous of times, and it's credit to them, you know. Tom loves all that, doesn't he? But to be fair, all the other lads, Will, Clark, Kelvin, Teals, the goalkeeper, you know, they put their bodies on the line and we've getting the correct result tonight.
You've got a lead to protect, but I don't suppose you're going to sit on that. You've got to go for more, haven't you?
Of course, yeah, the tie's not over and we have to make sure that we can get through comfortably. Not, you know, I mean, it's not going to be easy, but we can't go there and sit off and not expect them to score because they'll be right at it, so we have to be up for it ourselves.
Finally, terrific ovation for you when you came off close to the end.
Oh, it's always nice, you know. I was getting a bit tired, to be fair. So, to have the fans appreciate what work I've put in tonight is it's really nice.